Scenes from part one of Defection to Paradise.
We'll never be together again. If you wake up and I'm not there, I won't be long away. Because the things you do.
And we got problems.
One of our speakers is missing. One of the new series G Transonics. It could have been stolen either here or back in Russia.
I don't know how it could be missing from this end. We have a very tight security system.
Well, apparently not tight enough.
Malovichenko has disappeared. She has made a defection attempt to the West.
Malovichenko. General Vichenko's daughter?
Vladimir Krestovin stepped off a plane from Moscow this afternoon.
Krestovin?
That's right.
But he's
the best. He's got one little girl to find on a very small island. He'll hunt her down with the precision of a military operation.
Harry, when he finds her, he'll take her back.
I don't know. To me, he's only got one choice. Kill her.
How about a big island aloha for David Gates and Greg?
Excuse me, sir. Are you David Gates?
Yeah.
Of course. I'm Vladimir Krestovin. I represent the Soviet Union. Malovichenko disappeared, and I believe that she defected to the West with your help.
With my help?
Who?
Malovichenko. It's a girl all of a sudden I'm accused of helping get out of Russia.
You're telling us you're being accused of masterminding a defection?
Well, I think it's me or one of the other guys in the group.
Well, who's doing the accusing?
Well, Mr. Krestovin.
I think it's about time you started leveling with us.
About what?
About Malovichenko, the girl that defected.
Malovichenko?
Yeah, the girl who was smuggled out of Russia in a speaker packing case. And this time you better be straight with us.
Now, she knows things that we would like to know. She fell in love with one of the members of the musical group and wanted to come to the West. And we arranged for her defection.
How could she have known they were coming?
That's an interesting question. And an answer we'll have to find perhaps before we find Marlowe. But we'll find it.
And now the conclusion of Defection to Paradise.
Of course, yes, yes. I've seen your file many times.
Well, please, come in.
Thank you.
This could make the Cuban Missile Crisis look like a brush fire.
I just hope Harry is straight with it.
Why should he be? He hasn't been straight with us.
No, but I think we still have a pretty good idea what's going on.
Yeah, what we don't know is who it was that shipped Malovichenko out of Russia. I think he does.
I think you're right. All we have to do now is figure out what our next move is.
I don't like to criticize, but the agents you've had watching me since my arrival are not very subtle.
Well, they aren't meant to be. They're simply to remind you that we are interested in everything you do until you choose to leave us.
Yes, of course. I understand.
Tell me, how many agents do you have planted here that we're not aware of?
Surely you don't expect me to answer that.
No.
Charming view. There must be something to say for paradise.
Now, presumably you're speaking of the islands, not the American way of life.
The decadence that we speak of is only skin deep. It is the soft core of American society that is rotting the inner self. Now, of course, I can speak of the austerity of oppression, if you like.
Surely you're not talking about Mother Russia.
Oh, no. No, we're merely speaking of ideologies.
Is that why you're here in Honolulu, to discuss ideologies with me?
Well, I'm sure that would pass a very pleasant evening, but I think you know very well I'm here to speak about a little girl, Marla Vyshenko. What do you plan to do with her?
It's an interesting question. I'm simply surprised that you're asking it in person.
Why? Should we scuttle about in the dark, like scavengers, trying to avoid each other's path, trying to keep that spy fiction alive? I don't find that productive in trying to save a girl's life.
Is that why you're here?
That girl has the misfortune of being the daughter of an important official who has the bad habit of speaking freely of government secrets while in her presence. The girl was enchanted by stories of the West and was convinced that it was right for her to defect.
You aren't saying she was brought to the United States by force.
Mr. Hammond, you might say,
with promises that were obviously broken, or you wouldn't be searching for her, too.
What's the bottom line, Christopher?
The bottom line? Oh, well, I like that. The bottom line. That's, of course, classified information. If we find her, will you let us take her home? We both have our jobs to do. Marla Vyshenko is the one caught in the middle.
What do you suggest?
I would suggest that we pool our information, work together. Let us take her home before the damage is done.
And if she doesn't want to go home?
She called the Russian consulate. She didn't call you. I believe she's changed her mind and now doesn't know what to do, and she's simply afraid to call the KGB.
Well, you do have a certain reputation.
Yes, thank you. We both have. My friend, whichever one of us finds her first, let us please be gentle. I know this girl ever since she was a small child. She's a good person, a good human being who needs our help. Let's not let her be killed. Not in the name of some fleetingly significant information.
I am in no position to make promises. That would have to come from Washington.
Of course not. And I understand.
I've told you exactly what happened. It was a fancy match. He was testing our defenses, and I think he found them pretty shaky. But I can guarantee you he's no closer to the girl than we are. Why don't you guys get some sleep? I'll give you an updated report tomorrow.
Why don't you give us an updated report right now?
Such as?
Such as what is this unbelievable information that Marla's supposed to possess that everybody's after?
I wasn't going to tell you that.
But you've changed your mind.
All right, I'll tell you as much as I know. According to our sources, in the very near future, the Russians are supposed to be testing a new revolutionary ICBM missile. We think it's supposed to take place somewhere off the New Siberian Islands. The CIA wants to know exactly when and where the tests are going to take place.
And Marla's supposed to know about this?
Well, most of the conferences about the test took place in her father's home. A lot of high-placed Soviet officials attended those conferences.
And the CIA thinks she was listening at the keyhole?
They just don't want to take any chances, and neither do we.
What about after the tests? Won't that information become obsolete?
Yeah, completely valueless.
So if we can find her and protect her until the tests are finished, they'll leave her alone.
I'll have no more reason to go after her.
Well, I guess we know what we have to do. Don't we?
Frank, Owens is in the building.
What?
Owens is in the building.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I just caught a glimpse of him at the door.
Well, that's interesting.
For groups for the last 6 years. He's got connections with the State Department.
Yeah, I'd be very interested to know what those connections were. Let's go, Frank.
Well, let me know what's happening.
Believe me, when we know, you'll know. I was just got a phone call that sent him flying out of here.
Let's find out where he's going in such a hurry.
I've been worried about you. Why did you run away like that?
You said nothing to me about giving myself up at the federal building. I don't want to see those people. Don't you understand that? They'll want to know things about my father, about my country. Do you really think that I would betray them even for you?
I wouldn't ask you to betray anyone or anybody.
No, you wouldn't. But what about your government? You swore to me in Moscow that nothing like this was going to happen. You promised me. I want to be with you, but just to disappear from sight where no one will ever be able to find us.
That's what we're going to do. Now listen to me. I called you. I warned you federal agents were on the way. I wouldn't have done that if I wanted them to get to you. Baby, I wanted to be with you alone again. To talk to you. To tell you the truth about everything. Who is it?
Frank Hardy.
It's a little late, Frank. Can it wait till morning?
I doubt it.
You're right there, Frank. Just a second.
Come on in. I thought you guys would still be at the party boogie. We saw you leave. You went out in such a hurry. We wondered what was wrong.
Nothing's wrong, Frank. I told you. I'm tired. I've had a lot of hustling tonight. Rebooking the group, catching up on my homework. Besides, I'm not a party person, and it has been a long night.
Yes, it has. Especially for Marla Vachenko.
What's she got to do with anything?
Oh, you don't know what's happened?
No.
Well, I'll tell you. You smuggled Marla out of Russia in a packing case.
I did?
Yeah, she agreed to it. Except what she didn't know is that when she arrived, she was going to be delivered right into the hands of federal agents.
I don't know what you think about this.
Then what were you doing at the federal building tonight talking to Hammond?
You mean the guy at the concert? He needed some tickets for some friends for tomorrow night's show, so I...
So you just decided to leave right in the middle of a party, leaving David and the whole group while you go down and make sure Hammond's taken care of? It's very nice of you.
You both better get out of here. Now.
I don't think so. Not to hear what we have to say. But first, I'm going to tell you how you managed to get musical groups in and out of Iron Curtain countries and cut all the red tape.
It's certainly a lot easier as an undercover federal agent, isn't it, Paul?
What did you tell her? That you love her? Tap on her emotions so you can vacuum her brain?
How long have you been running groups in and out of Iron Curtain countries? 6 years? Setting up a cover? Waiting for your first big prize, Marla Vachenko?
You guys play real dirty, you know that?
Shut up. Don't tell us to shut up.
Try blaming yourself for a change.
I think we should call Hammond.
All right, I'll blanket the area. But I'm afraid she's probably long gone by now. Yeah, if she tries to get in touch with you again, I want to know about it. Thank you.
She won't trust me again.
Well, you really didn't expect her to, did you?
No. Well, you were right, both of you. I am working with the government. Running rock groups in and out of Iron Curtain countries is a front. Marla was a vulnerable Russian girl, presumed to have an important secret in her head and a desire for Western values. My job was to get close to her, very close, and offer her the life she wanted.
So you played the role of the star-crossed lover to the hilt.
Yeah, but I blew it. You know how? I fell in love with her. And that's not supposed to happen. Uh-uh. It's against all rules.
What were you going to do about it?
Oh, I had it all worked out. I was going to take it to the federal building so the KGB couldn't get to her. Well, I worked out the arrangements. Then I was going to spring her, tell her the truth, and we were both going to disappear. Just the way I had promised her it would happen when we were in Russia.
So before you got to the federal building, she got frightened, jumped out of the car, and ran.
That's right.
It was you who called her at the beach cottage and told her we were coming.
Yeah.
And if she hadn't bolted, you would have taken her away with you.
Just as far as I could.
If all that you're saying is true, you're going to be in a lot of trouble with your superiors, not to mention the government.
A lot. I'd be turning my back on my job, my duty, some might even say my country. We're talking about a girl's life and a future. A future that I want with her.
Why are you telling us all of this? What's to prevent us from repeating this to Hammond?
Nothing. I'm taking a chance on you. I want you to help me find Marla.
We'll get back to you.
What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know whether to believe him or not. And he set up that girl. That was his job, and that was the way he went into it.
People fall in love.
Yeah, I know.
Owens did call Marla when he found out we were on our way to the beach house. He did warn her to get out.
That's true, and I really like to believe this guy, but it's such a game. There's so much politics.
And unfortunately, it's all taking place at higher levels at this point. The only person who really loses is Marla.
Mr. Gates. Mr. David Gates.
We'd like to speak to you a moment, please. Stop if I were you.
Mr. Gates. I would not like to cause any unnecessary commotion.
Mr. Gates.
That's right.
We want to talk to you, Mr. Gates, about a matter of the greatest importance to both of us.
Well, sure. Let's go up to my suite.
All right, here we'll be fine. I think you know what we want. You're going to help us.
Well, look, I told your man at the party tonight. I had nothing to do with Marla Nacheco. I only met her a few times with the group. She just likes our music.
What did you promise her to induce her to betray her country? Her own father, the principals.
I didn't promise her anything. How many times do I have to tell you guys?
I know what you told my superior. His instincts are usually infallible. But there are times when even the sharpest intellect is dulled by age, regret. It's a sad thing to watch. You'll find my method much more direct. Tell us where Marla Nacheco is.
David, I'm sorry. I'm afraid the next time you ask the government for protection, you should choose two more experienced agents.
Well, you guys can't follow me around 24 hours a day. Usually I can take care of myself, but there were six of them.
Was it Christoven?
No, I didn't see him. It was that younger guy with him. I don't know his name.
Did you convince him that you don't know anything?
I couldn't tell. I just came back and called you guys.
Well, you did the right thing. I'll make sure that some men are assigned to you for the rest of your stay in Hawaii.
We'll see you tomorrow night at the concert.
Hope you feel better.
Please, don't call anyone. Not until I can talk to you. I didn't know where else to go. I'm not even sure why I'm here, but I overheard the things you said in Paul's room tonight, and you seem to be very understanding. I have to have someone to talk to.
If we'd known you were listening, it wouldn't have been so rough. I can't say I blame you for running after all that's happened.
We were trying to shake him up.
He said he loved me. And I believed him. I really believed everything he told me.
If you hadn't left when you did, you would have heard the second part of our conversation with Paul. He admitted that all we said was true, except for one thing.
That he loves you. Very much. That's why he tried to warn you. He was planning on going away with you, someplace far away where the KGB and the federal agents couldn't find you.
He said that?
Yes, he did.
It's another trick. Why should I believe you?
It's the very reason we're sitting here. Ask yourself why you're not on the way to the federal building right now.
You want to know something ironic? I don't know anything that could be of use to your government. My father used to speak more freely when I was a little girl, but do you really think that I listen to all that technical data he reels off? There is nothing I can tell you, nothing at all.
I believe you.
I don't know what to believe anymore. If what you were saying about Paul were only true, I love him so much. Help me, please help me.
We're doing the right thing, Joe.
Yeah, I know. I'm just not sure we'd be able to sell that to Harry if he ever found out.
Hey, you two. Hey, don't you ever sleep?
We've kind of written tonight off.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Listen, don't feel too responsible about the girl getting away, huh? I had a chance to get her tonight, and I let her go.
What do you mean?
At the beach cottage.
Owens called her. You couldn't help that.
Yeah, Owens called her. And he warned her, at my suggestion. I knew it would make her trust him. Come to him on the right level. I really thought she'd tell him more, as long as she still believed that he loved her. I guess I should have taken her while I still had the chance.
Marla? You stay here tonight. Tomorrow we'll find out whether or not Paul was telling the truth. We'll make arrangements for you to attend the Bread concert. If they play a special song, Goodbye Girl, in the third spot, then come backstage, it means we've made arrangements for you both to escape.
And if they don't play it, that means it's a trap. You should get out of there as quickly as you can.
You would do this for me?
Yes. Thousands of people out there. You think the Russians will spot her?
I hope not.
We'll know if we're doing the right thing when we talk to Owens. If he levels with us, we'll go through with it. If he doesn't,
it's over.
Sure you have it straight?
Yeah. If everything's okay, I play Goodbye Girl in the third spot.
Right. If we decide we can't trust Owens, stick with everything I own.
Got it. Where'll you be so I'll know?
We'll be right here on the side of the stage. Remember, up or down.
Live or die, just like that.
Just like that.
Hoping I wouldn't see you here tonight.
Did you really have any doubts?
No. And may I be the first to wish you bad luck?
You're not the first. Bad hunting to you as well.
No, I just wish there was a way for us to get out of this one.
So do I. How often have we stood opposite each other on a battlefield hoping the same thing?
I haven't really thought much about that until recently. What do you think? Age? Enlightenment?
A little of both.
Speaking of which, where's that vigorous young friend of yours?
Kaligin. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's out proving himself, no doubt.
You'd better warn him not to prove himself while he's within the territory of the United States.
Warn him. He's very much the way we used to be at his age. He knows no fear.
Excuse me.
wish for her is why all the sweet things she can find, all the sweet things they can find.
The guitar man, who's gonna steal the show? You know, baby, it's the guitar man. He can make you love, he can make you cry, he will bring you down.
I'm telling you, Frank, for the first time in my life, I feel afraid. Everything's coming down on me.
You know you brought it on yourself. Whatever happens, you're gonna have to live with it.
Yeah, I'd give my life to do it over.
Would you?
Yeah.
What would you change, Paul?
Well, I would have been totally upfront with her and told her everything so she could have handled whatever happened. Right now, this place is crawling with KGB and our guys, all looking for one thing, Marla.
There may be a way out of this, Paul.
Frank, you're in up over your head on this. There's no way out, especially for Marla.
She wants to be with you, Paul. She wants to go away with you.
Are you serious?
Right now, tonight. Right in the middle of the concert.
We've got it all set up.
Look, I've been involved in so many games, I can't tell the real thing from a fantasy anymore. Are you both telling me you know where Marla is?
Yes. We can put it together. Have you told us everything? The real truth about the Soul Store?
Everything.
Even down to warning Marla away from your own agents?
That's one of the things that really impressed us, the fact that you'd stick your neck out like that to save her.
Come on, I couldn't let anything happen to her. How do we get her out of here?
We'll get back to you.
The voice begins to falter and the crowds are getting thin. But he never seems to notice, he's just got to find another place.
Still playing games with us.
I'm sick of it. You know, we almost made the biggest mistake of our lives.
Our lives? What about the girl? Thank you very much. Thanks
again. Thank you very much. We'd like to do a song for you now that I wrote in memory of my father. He was a very kind man, taught me an awful lot about music.
Listen, there's one more thing about warning Marla. Our agents are coming to pick her up at the beach.
Hope you like it as much as I do. It's called Everything I Own.
It was part of the game plan. Hammond set it up to convince her I was on her side. What he didn't know was that I had intended to tip her off anyway.
Why didn't you tell us this before?
It's hard to stop lying once you start. You seem convinced that because I love her, I'd warn her. I was afraid you'd change your mind.
We did. The wrong way.
You've got to stop Marla from leaving.
David.
You
sheltered me from harm.
Tell you what I'm going to do instead. Have you heard the song Goodbye Girl?
Truck's right outside.
And Marla?
She's ready to go. She's in position.
What about the KGB?
It's okay. They're sitting there in a parked car. They can't miss her.
What are you doing?
Trust us.
So remember goodbye. Doesn't mean forever. Let me tell you goodbye. So far apart, you still would have my heart. So forget your past, my goodbye girl, 'cause now you're all my blood.
No. It will be at a better place at a better time. sharks in these waters. Any boats on the horizon?
No boats.
Then I think we can safely report this matter is disposed of.
My government is concerned, she was killed by my ambitious young colleague. When I'm informed of it, I shall, of course, be properly shocked and have to discipline him. But by then it'll be too late, because the girl will be living in some neutral country, and she'll be out of each of our hands. Do you understand?
What you say is slightly unorthodox. I'd have to take your word.
Yes?
Goodbye, girl, 'cause now you're all alone.